Well, one thing
we did, we're going to get mighty close to the budgeted amount.
Well, I've got my spreadsheet, and in each one of these we approve, I subtract that off. But I would not.
You've not got it subtracted off, Dirk?
Not yet.
Okay.
With all of them, you know, the two engineering ones from Rockaway, they're $114,000, and Mr. Bashir's at Hollister, they're wanting to review a grit, the installation of a grit system for the city wastewater plant, which is a good project, but it's up in in the $60,000-$70,000 range, so they're pretty high. Taneyville's probably $19,000. They're just replaced a couple of pump components and some new alarm systems. It's not a large project, but easily be done by the end of the year. But I looked at what I've got before me now, and they haven't been approved yet. But we would still have about $20,000 left
out of your 240.
Well, out of this 297 that I'm checking down, and if I got to the point where I'm submitted one and it's going to breach that, I would definitely come to the commission before I would even recommend approval of it to see what we want to do. One thing, you know, the emergency with Rockaway Beach, that's almost $200,000, and that we didn't plan for, but we did. There is a provision in the guidelines for emergency, and it definitely was an emergency. There's no doubt about that. Definitely fit that definition. That's took it down some, but even with that, we're still taking care of the city's projects, all of the incorporated areas, and we still have some money there to still work with. So it's been a good year.
Must have been a good year for projects, but what I'm concerned about, and we're going to make a motion to go ahead and approve this. What I'm concerned about is those that are upcoming, because, and I've seen a review of what's been sent in, and I was thinking that one at Taneyville was more than the 19,000.
There's
substantially more.
One from Taneyville that we approved on the design of their disc filter system. That was engineering from HDR. We approved that a month or so ago. It's $95,100.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the one that's figured into this amount that we're doing the countdown on.
I'm just wanting to keep under control. And I do know we have to consider the emergency funding for Rockaway, but we had enough in there to do that, and then we've got these others approaching. I'm going to make a motion that we approve this funding agreement with Hollister for the Hidden Valley Lift Station Improvement Project.
Second. That's for the $187,936.45. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
But my concern is, if Hollister has an additional request and Branson has additional request, and we're not, I'm hoping we're closing in on this Rockaway Beach problem from the way that I understand and the information I've been given, that we should be closing in on the finish of it, but we're going to exceed the amount with the other request.
Yeah,
You got six of nine. If we done this one today, that's six of nine.
Yep.
But the other three and the emergency is going to run more than what we budgeted on the $4 million.
Like I said, you know, we've got $297,000 left that's uncommitted. You know, and by the way that's committed is that I have to bring those projects before the commission and you all approve that.
Right.
But once they're approved, then that goes on the spreadsheet and I subtract that amount out.
I just want to make that the commission, I want to make sure, John, that the commission realizes that we get to that point of the $4 million that's been budgeted for the sewer district tax dollars, that we don't exceed that amount with the projects that are coming in next year, because this is going to be the next two or three years are going to be one busy time for the sewer district.
Yeah.
and a lot of requests for a lot of projects, and I would.
I've received the request from the incorporated areas for next year, and there are not as many projects as what we received last year, but there are some expensive projects.
And that's another budgeting issue.
We'll talk
about that later.
I'm going to prepare a spreadsheet for the commission so you can see what's been submitted to me, then we can sit down and talk about how we want to handle those.
But okay.
That's all how, right. By the agreement, the commission would make the final decision on that.
To keep this in order, we've made approval of this. Mm-hmm. What I'm asking is that we make sure on the future funding agreements for this year that we watch them very closely, that we don't go over budget on them.
Yeah.
Because they could be some large ones that would, who knows if we have another emergency situation.
True.
So, anyway.
Okay.
Let's move on.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
See you guys.
See ya. Limited distribution license agreement.
Between. Have you got the terminology for that?
I have it's for DocuWare 6.7 training program course, and it's for a limited distribution license agreement with Mikan Technologies.
Motion for approval.
Oh, yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It's just saying it's limited to county employees as far as the...
Yep. I have court orders.
Morning, gentlemen. This morning I've got, it's a pretty simple personal property paid abatement, which is a refund. It's abatement number 300148. And I don't know a whole lot behind it, except that there was actually no notes in it, no memo for me. Here comes Chuck now. So it's a personal property paid abatement is all we've got. It's on
you look at the two paid receipts that's there, you'll see that they paid on a 2014 twice on two different accounts.
Okay.
You mean they paid on it twice in 2015?
Correct. There's, you should have two documents there for the
Chevrolet Cruze.
Yeah, and it's under different first names, looks like, but the last name Kennedy is the same. 2014 Chevrolet Cruze.
Sheila, how does that happen?
I'm sorry, I was thinking of another one that I need to talk to you on.
Yeah.
What was it?
How does that happen when they come into the office and they pay on a pay a tax bill?
Uh-huh.
Is it two tax bills or is it two?
Two tax bills.
How does it, I guess my
Okay, we've got two here. One's under the name of Jerry and Kelly Kennedy, and one's under the name of Kyle and Shelby Kennedy. And so they both reported them to the assessor's office and been charged under that. But then what you have to do is go to the state and see the way they're titled. So apparently one of them has, if and they should only pay on the way that it's titled.
You think, I'm not understanding. Do you think that this was sold from either brothers or fathers to sons or fathers because it's under the same last name and it's a same vehicle? Do you think that they both paid taxes on it when it was sold, or how? I don't understand how that works hardly.
Well,
they both could have claimed it.
Yeah, they both claimed it to the assessor's office, and we don't know. I don't know if they're, you know, brothers or whatever, if son, but it's in the name, whatever that is titled in, is the way it has to be paid. The tax bill has to be paid. So one of the others has claimed it. And then they went to the license bureau, which would be my suspect. I could go look at the state and tell you that for sure. I would say they probably then went to the license bureau, and you can't license it unless it's paid. Your name's on that title.
Right.
So they've, and they paid it, when did they pay it? December 31st and December 14th. Which one's getting the abatement?
Kelly.
Kelly's getting the abatement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kelly paid it the 31st. On the 14th, Kyle had already paid it, but they didn't communicate. I mean, they both got a bill. One of them paid it. The other one, he reported it, and he shouldn't have. And, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a family deal that they've got mixed up on. And
yeah. Just like sometimes we have a lease company. We have, if I've got a car lease, I may have reported it, and it tells them for them to check and everything. And the lease company, they've got to report it. And then you find out I paid it and they paid it, then you've got to do a refund.
Right. And what I'm saying is there's no way to keep a record to find it until it comes in like this.
Yeah, because there's no way that your assessor's office, when they fill out that assessment form, that they can go to the state and check every one of them.
Right. And the only time they do that, and that's the reason you have so many of them, they come in with two years in a row, the license bureau checks it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I just didn't understand how that would work. Was how that it was a mistake by somebody claiming it on their tax bill whenever it wasn't there in their name to start off with.
It's amazing when they come in that they don't know when they own something, first of the year. Look it up.
You know, those new tax bills that come out have the information on it from the prior year, and if you don't draw a line through it, then you're going to get a tax bill. Even though you might have sold it to your relative, but if you don't put a line through it, then you're going to get another bill on it. So it could show up twice.
Right.
Label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, 10-11-2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You need to discuss. I do have an abatement that you approved last week, a 2014 real estate refund. And I do not, on that particular school district, I do not have any 2014 enough to collect to take it off. Typically what you would do is you take it off of each entity that it's paid out to. So in 2014, that school district got the money, and it just happened to be where those people pay their bills in that district, so there's no delinquents to take. So if you go in and do it in the system, you're going to have a negative, and you can't do that. So,
but it can't, and I think this is a question I asked you a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The funding actually has to come out of general county revenue.
Normally what happens on abatement is the funding comes from the people that got it. And,
right.
But in this case, and there's always a delinquent, and you come from it to balance. You've got the amount you're charged, you've got your payment and delinquent.
But after it's already, I think this is what I asked a couple of weeks ago. You remember this, and I was talking about this, and if there's a distribution to a taxing entity, and whenever that money is not available, and they've already spent it or already budgeted it, then it comes from GCR.
Years ago, many years ago, when
because
I first
you do have a fund.
This.
You do have a fund. Excuse me, I didn't mean
no,
to interrupt
fine.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago,
mm-hmm.
this came out, this was a big, bigger issue because there was